All right, we're going to share God's word this morning. We try to be as practical as possible, looking into the word of God. Brother Wally was supposed to share this morning, but he had to go home. And so I'd like to continue from where we stopped. Was it last week? Can anybody remind me of what we did last, what we talked about last week? Faith. What about their faith? The way Jesus sees faith. The way Jesus sees faith. Okay, can anybody tell me some more? How does Jesus see faith? So this is the point where we talk and not be silent. Just to remind us, how does Jesus see faith? Persistence, not giving up. Trust him blindly. And which story? Sorry? Know him as who he is, that he will do what he has said he will do. Very true. Thank you, Mommy. Anybody else? Persevere, be persistent, don't give up. And we also looked at the story of that woman with the issue of blood. She, as the doctors said, it was hemorrhagia. Men, okay. my own doctor in his herbs. So menorrhagia, okay. Which herb do you use for menorrhagia? So it was menorrhagia, and there are many causes of menorrhagia. So she had something caused her to be bleeding nonstop for 12 years. She had sought many doctors. And instead of her condition getting better, it got worse. I would think that if you were this modern day, she might have tried many mountains, many doctors, before she came to the only person that could solve her problem. And that person is Jesus. Today, I want us to look a little bit further on this issue of faith, knowing that it is really Christ alone. And I think, was it that you said to have blind faith? Okay. What is blind faith? Sorry?
Trust in God.
Trust in God. Okay. The disciples, they saw Jesus, right? Right? So they believed what he did. How many of you have seen Jesus physically? Anybody? Physically. So how do you believe Jesus then? That's it. That is exactly what blind faith is. Jesus Christ himself said that blessed is he who has not seen me, and yet person believes. There's a blessing of God upon those who have not yet seen him, just as we do today. We've never seen him before, yet we believe. Now, that belief, I want to take a little bit further for you to encourage your faith in all that we face in life. That woman of that had the issue of blood, you know that story was embedded in another story. Let's open to Mark 5 and read that passage again. This time we'll start from verse 21, where the full context starts. I'd like Brother Kunle Akinbade to help me read from 21 to the end of that chapter 5, verse 21 to the end. Sister Sherry, please help him.
And when Jesus was passed over again by the sheep unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she will live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in and pressed behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his cloth, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her and had to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done to her, came and fell down before him and told him in the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain, which said, The daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talita kumi, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat.
Amen. You know, it's interesting that the woman who had the issue of blood had it for 12 years. The child that was healed was 12 years old. This is the first time I'm noticing this. The child that was healed was 12 years old. You know, well, if you want a title for my message, the title is Only Believe. Now, I want us to picture this together. This man that came to Jesus was the ruler of the synagogue. He was, when you say ruler of a synagogue, he would have been the most senior person in the synagogue. The GO, thank you. The GO, that's a good word for it. The GO of the synagogue. So he was the highest placed person in the synagogue. Now, you have to picture this. This person who is the ruler of the synagogue, other people come to him for help. Other people come to him for help. But when he was faced with his own dilemma, who will help him? It's only God. Okay, so let's picture it. This man, ruler of the synagogue, came to Jesus. My daughter is sick. Please help me. Jesus will say, okay, let's go. They were going. Crowd thronged around them because they knew about this Jesus. And the crowd that were thronging around them, they too had what they wanted from Jesus. And this woman who had been persisting that if I might just touch the hem of his garment, not embrace him, not touch him, his hand. Touch what? What is the hem of a garment? Is this, like, touch him like this. Just touch the garment. If I might just touch that, I will be made whole. And that woman came and she got her healing. And by the time they were to continue on the journey to the ruler of the synagogue's house, servants came from the house of the ruler of the synagogue and say, no, don't bother Jesus any longer. Your child is what? Dead. The woman with the issue of blood had life. And so she had hope that there will be healing. But what do you have when the hope on which you place for the healing is dead? Let me repeat myself. That woman who had the issue of blood, she was still alive. So there was hope that something could be done. What do you do when the person is dead? That was why when the servants came, all they could say, don't bother the master. Because your child is dead. And death equals the end of hope. Because to them, nothing can be done any longer. And in people's lives, I will say in all of us lives, we would have come to the place where we will have faced a situation where either you or somebody will say, there is no hope any longer. This situation is dead. But brothers and sisters, there's one person and the only person who can speak to a situation and bring life back to that which is dead. Let me give you another example, which Brother Wally gave last week. Moses, as he was leading the children of Israel, in front of him, they got to the Red Sea. And behind them was the army of Egypt. So if you go forward, you will drown. If you go backward, Boko Haram will kill you. Which way would you go? That is another situation where the situation is as good as dead. Because each way you go, what will happen? You die. You either drown or they spare you. But there's one person who can bring life out of death, and that person is Jesus. Now, the question is, how can we get to that place where we believe God that he can bring death out of life? Okay, let me start with this so that we don't think that this is for everyone. It is not for everyone. I can tell you that. And this is how I know. These two situations, was it Jesus who went to them? Sorry? No. How did they find Jesus? Eh? They came to him. They searched him out. They looked for him. That is the number one criteria. They were the ones searching and looking for Jesus. Where is he? I will do whatever it takes to find him. That man who was the ruler of the synagogue, you know, it's like Geo coming to a small person to say, please help me. He had to bring himself low, first of all, to deal with whatever people think that, oh, this is a great man. How can you go to that man for healing? But he knew the only person. He knew a power greater than himself also. So he sought Christ out and he found him. The woman with the issue of blood, she sought Christ out and she found him. That is the first criteria. In this kind of faith, it is those who look for God, who search him out, that will get answer to their needs, to their prayers. Brothers and sisters, this kind of faith, it doesn't operate in where, as we were doing our prayers yesterday, there was a prayer that was prayed that our lives should revolve around Christ being the center. Not that we'll be living our lives on our own and Christ will just add Christ into, okay, help me with this. That is the kind of seeking out I'm talking about. Jesus would not be an appendage to our lives for those prayers to be answered. He has to be the center. He has to be the one we are seeking for. In the book of Isaiah, I think it's Isaiah 40 towards the end, it says that those that wait upon the Lord, which is what we are doing by praying and fasting, we are seeking him out. We are looking for him. It says, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. But that is a sermon for another day. Because do you know that the eagle is the only bird that, do you know how they renew their strength? The eagle, they normally say that the eagle lives for about 70 human lives, 70 years. When an eagle is 40, 50 years old, its wings, its beak, everything is nearly gone. And it will go to a high mountain. It will pluck out its beak by itself, pluck out its talons, and be there for a while. And new beak will grow, new talons will, and it will be like a new bird again. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as the eagle. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. So this kind of faith is a faith that is activated by you seeking God out. That is the first thing. Now, when they now got to the house of Jairus, what did they find there? They found weeping, people weeping. And Jesus said to them, don't weep. The child is only sleeping. To everybody else, the child was what? Dead. To Jesus, the child was sleeping. And Jesus did something which I don't think I've seen it anywhere else in the Bible. He took a few of his disciples and said, everybody, vamos, go out. Everybody, leave. Leave. Before he raised that child from the dead. There was a time when Jesus Christ went to his hometown. And he was performing miracles in his hometown. And that is the only place where I read in the Bible that Jesus Christ could not do much in his hometown because of what? Because of unbelief. In many other places in the Bible, wherever Jesus went, the Bible will say he healed all. He healed everybody. It was only in his hometown that he could not do much, not because of Jesus Christ's unbelief, but because of the unbelief of the people. The people who are, when Jesus Christ said that, no, the child is sleeping, what was the reaction of the people? Do you know what it means to laugh somebody to scorn? Where you laugh and you are out of breath, somebody says something and it's so ludicrous to you that you just laugh and you fall out of your seat. What is this? What is this person saying? Don't you see what is on ground? And Jesus Christ said, leave. Because if they did not leave, it will have added to the unbelief of the household. Just like Jesus Christ could not do much because of the unbelief in his hometown. The people to whom Jesus would give what they need, they have to believe him. Only believe. There's a faith that is activated when you seek Christ. And I think when the situation is dire and dead, the only person you can put all your eggs in his basket is that of Christ. If it's an issue of blood, you can still seek doctors to start with. Which doctor would you seek when the child is dead? Please, doctors can heal him. They can treat hemorrhagia. It's only God that heals, right? Doctors can treat hemorrhagia. Which doctor can treat death? Maybe Brother Usman is an attorney that can argue the case and the dead will come back, right? Or Mama Ali can give the budgets for the dead to be raised from to life. Please tell me, which budget, which doctor, which nurse? Maybe Sister Kemi Dare, since she goes between Nigeria and the U.S., so you have the... What is the medicine they use? There's nothing. And brothers and sisters, there are times we come to that place where we say, Lord, if you don't do anything, I'm done for. I'm done for. But nothing with Jesus is ever done for. If we would only believe. If we would only believe. And like I said, you see, this faith is not Jesus is just somebody in your back seats or in the trunk that you haul around. He has to be the one holding the steering of your life. He has to be the one who has his leg on the accelerator. He has to be in control of your life. Your life has to revolve around him. You seeking for him, looking for him. That is the way this kind of faith is activated. Only believe. Then Jesus issued those words. Talitha, kumi. Talitha, kumi. Child, arise. Did Jesus touch the child? Did Jesus whip the child? What did he do? He spoke to the situation. You see, this God we serve. Ah! When God was going to create the whole world, what did he do? He spoke and said, let there be. And things came into existence. And this is the same God that is speaking to the situation of this household of Jairus. Because we know that in the book of Colossians, the Bible tells us that all things were made by who? By him. For him, through him, were all things made. So this is the same Jesus who's created everything that is now speaking life back to this child. Jesus Christ only needs to speak to the situation for life to come about again. Where we are still running to and fro looking for help, Jesus Christ will only speak to the situation and things will turn around. Brothers and sisters, I'm saying this because, you know, when a new year comes around, there are many prophecies of this year being the year of prosperity, everything. Okay. I'm not a prophet. But from what I know of the word of God, the closer we are to the end of time, the worse things will be upon the earth. Things are not going to get any better. A few days ago, was it in New Orleans or Louisiana, where somebody in a truck just mowed down people to death just like that? When I first came to this country, I never heard of such. And I've been in this country last year, 2024. I came to this country March 94. So I've been here how many years now? 30 years. I've been in this country for 30 years. When I first came to this country, I never heard of any school shooting. Maybe because I was new, I didn't hear of it. But it's like every year, children, teachers, they're shot and killed. Terrorism is on the increase. So if those prophecies you've been hearing, if it's for the nation, I don't know. Because I have not seen anything get better. But one thing I know in the word of God, those that know their God, they shall do exploits. Those that know their God, they shall do exploits. And brothers and sisters, what I am trying to tell us, this kind of faith, it has to be activated in the days ahead. Because people tell you, peace, peace, all things will be well. That is not what I see. What I see, even if things are not well, your God, hold on to your God. Because in the midst of this evil, is your God will see you through each day. Now, the Bible tells us that when Pharaoh, when he did not want the children of Israel to go, when they were in the land of Egypt, God caused plagues to come upon Egypt. But you know the interesting thing? Of all the plagues that came upon Egypt, I think the first three or four, the children of Egypt partook of those. But after that, the plagues happened to the Egyptians, but nothing happened to the children of Israel. The Lord kept them. Moses led them to the Red Sea. The Lord kept them. When they were about to enter into the promised land, they were faced with the army of Jericho. The Lord made them victorious. Was there peace all around them? There was no peace all around them. But each step of the way, the Lord was with them. Do you know, now see, when God told Moses at a particular time that, Moses, you go ahead with the children of Israel, I will tell my angel to go with you and be before you. What did Moses say? He said, Lord, if you do not go with us, we're not leaving this place. Oh. This was a man who knew his God. It wasn't an angel who wanted to go with them. He wanted God to go with them. He wasn't satisfied with an angel. So, brothers and sisters, when we are talking about seeking God, we need to seek God for the days ahead. We need to seek God for the days in which we live and believe him that he's able to, through every trial, through everything that is coming, he's able to deliver us. I will not tell you that things will get easy in any country. So it's not as if, oh, if I run away from here, Brother Leo, you want to go to Sierra Leone, Abi? It's not going to be easy there. But you have a God who can see you through. No matter how hard it is. Other people might be saying it's impossible. But when you hold on to your God, he will bring life out of that which is dead. So this is what I'm trying to encourage us to know. That this faith, it's important for us as Christians to believe God. Whatever he has said, to believe him. Don't never look at the situation. Never look at the situation. Because when you look at the situation, doubts will arise in your heart. What did Moses see before him? The Red Sea. What did he see behind him? The army. What did the household of Jairus, what did they see? A dead damsel or a dead little girl. But Christ is the only one that brings life out of every situation that looks dead. Only believe. And in closing, let's read the last two verses. Immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome with what? With great amazement. You know, Jesus has said, everybody get out. Maybe the child now went out. The person who they have been mourning over, they had been crying over, now came. Eh? What? They were overcome with great amazement. And that is how it is in many of our lives. When people think that it is over with this one, and God has done it, and people see what God has done in your life, they will be overcome with great amazement. And that is what it means to live by faith. You can imagine this woman with the issue of blood. Maybe her friends knew. Maybe her household knew. Maybe her village knew. When she got back and there was no more issue of blood, you can imagine the kind of amazement they will have been overcome by. This is what faith brings. If you can only believe him, don't look at your situation, because what you will see, it will tell you this is dead. This is impossible. Doctors have given up on this. Nobody can help you. If you will only believe him, only believe that what he has said, he will do. Brothers and sisters, in the days ahead, 2025, 2026, 2027, going forward, we need this kind of faith, though. We will need this kind of faith. We will need this kind of faith. The one thing I know is that America might see a great shaking, which this country has never seen before. And we will need God's help to stand. I don't know when, but that is what I am seeing. It's not peace all around us, but they that know their God, they shall do exploits. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again, because your word is true. And Father, as we have learned, there will be all types of situations around us in life. Situations within our bodies, situations within our lives, within our finances, in our health, with our children, with our parents. In so many areas of life, there will be different situations. where we might even look at it and say, there's no hope. There's no possibility. But we pray, help us to take our eyes off every situation in life and look to you. Look to you and believe. As you have taught us, Jesus, become the center of our lives. We've started this year in seeking for you, in looking for you. May our search for you not turn out to be empty. Lord, you don't change. You are real. You are true to your word. And you said that those who believe you, yet they have not seen you, are blessed of you. So I pray, upon our lives, let your blessing, let it stay there, O God. As we go into another year, we don't know what the year will bring. We don't know what the days ahead will bring. But one thing we know for sure is that, Lord, through every situation of life, you are able to keep your own. So, Lord, keep us in all our ways, we pray. Let not the snare of the fowler come near our doorsteps. Let not the hand of the devourer come near our doorsteps, O Lord. But keep us, Father. Keep our home. Keep our children. Keep our parents. Keep us all in your care and in your love. As we look for you, help us to find you. Father, I pray, this is another year. Let no one of us make you, Lord Jesus, an appendage to our lives. That we live our lives as we please and say that we are Christians because we come to church. But be the center of our lives. Teach us and help us to truly learn to seek you out. Just as these people, they sought you out and they found you. So let our lives be devoted, Lord, to making you center of our lives, we pray. Where we have failed, help us. Where we have sinned, forgive us. Where we have doubted, Father, let faith be built anew in our lives, O God, to only believe you. Amen. Amen. All right, can we all stand as we say the grace together? Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and evermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord.